This is Jay Sekulow. A big development in the IRS case. 32,000 emails of Lois Lerner amazingly recovered.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
The IRS watchdog now looking into potential criminal activity at the agency as 32,000 emails from Lois Lerner are found at a backup facility.
When you go talk to the IT people who are there in charge of them, they told you that they were never even asked for them? Is that correct?
That's correct.
Are there potentially even more tapes?
We believe there may be additional tapes that we just learned of 2 weeks ago.
Are you investigating any potential criminal activity?
The entire matter continues to be under active investigation, yes, sir.
For potential criminal activity?
Yes.
So when you have the IRS take 4 months to tell you something, and they don't even go to the place you figured out 2 weeks, you got in the car, drove there and got them. The IRS says they don't exist, right? You can find them in 2 weeks. And then you learn that they're not giving you the documents, that you need to find even more tapes. So when the chairman asked the important question, is there potentially criminal activity here? Your answer was,
there is potential criminal activity.
I mean, it sure smells like it.
Is there any evidence that there was an attempt to erase any of the tapes?
There were, at this point, I don't want to make any conclusions. I believe that some tapes were erased, but I'm not to the point in my investigation where I can explain that without jeopardizing my ability to figure out if it was done on purpose.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. Well, this is not a replay from last year. This is not a replay from 2014 or 2013. This is 2015. It is a Friday. And those IRS missing emails, the one that the head of the IRS, the director of the Internal Revenue Service said, I know that we've tried to find them. We cannot find them. Well, you know, it is hard to find things when you don't ask. And apparently, the IRS never asked for the backup tapes, which did exist. Ask yourself this question. I want to play that bite from the President of the United States where he says there's not one smidgen of corruption. Remember that one? There is not a smidgen of corruption. And let's take a listen to this, Mr. President.
When folks are unanswered questions.
Bill, when you actually look at the stuff, there have been multiple hearings on it. What happened here was you've got a 501c4 law that people think is confusing, that the folks did not know how to implement.
Okay.
Because it basically says...
So you're saying
if you're
involved, no corruption there at all? No.
That's not what I'm saying. That's actually...
No, but I want to know what you're saying. You're the leader
absolutely.
Of the country. You're saying no corruption.
No. There were some boneheaded decisions.
Mass corruption.
Not even mass corruption. Not even a smidgen of corruption.
Well, obviously there's more than a smidgen of... I'd say there's 32,000 pieces of corruption right now that we found. The IRS now under scrutiny, as they should be. The Inspector General saying there may well be criminal allegations here. We've been saying this for 3 years. And why does the White House and their IRS, Department of Treasury, continue to stonewall this? And you know the answer to that question. I know the answer to that question. Something is wrong. Seriously wrong. And I believe that the White House knows that there are problems in those emails, and they've done everything they can to stop the investigation going forward from Congress through the litigation that we're engaged in. We want to know your opinion on this with the IRS. 1-800-684-3110. Do you think the president knew? What about his Commissioner of Internal Revenue Service? I'm going to play his bite when we get back when he said, they don't exist. And now the statements that, in fact, they were never asked to find them. That's what the tech people say. 1-800-684-3110. We have been saying this for 2 years as well, folks, and I'm going to say it again today. It is time, way past time actually, to make sure that we have the IRS under control. We need a special independent counsel here. You can't have Barbara Bosserman, the DOJ lawyer, donor to the Obama administration, investigating this when DOJ is complicit. If you want to add your name to that petition, it's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255, holding the White House and the IRS accountable. And I'll take your phone calls at 800-684-3110. Do you think the president knew? You think the president knows now? 800-684-3110.
Yeah, I'm a taxpayer.
The investigation into the unlawful IRS targeting scheme has now taken a new turn. The IRS Inspector General says it is now conducting a criminal investigation into how former top IRS official Lois Lerner's emails disappeared. The Inspector General says important evidence has now been recovered by investigators after being told the evidence was destroyed. In the words of a top investigator, quote, "This is potential criminal activity." At the ACLJ, we're dedicated to holding Lerner and those responsible for this unlawful targeting scheme accountable as our federal lawsuit representing dozens of conservative organizations moves forward. The IRS stonewalling must end. The American people deserve the truth. It's clear that a special prosecutor must be appointed to get to the bottom of this troubling scandal. Add your name to our petition. More than 125,000 Americans already have. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org. The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.
Broadcast, everyone. We've got a movie out called Tax Invasion. You can see it at taxinvasionmovie.com. It's up on my Facebook page right now. There's a link. There's a trailer and a link to the movie. It's free to watch. It's got some of the leading experts, including Senator Ted Cruz, former Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, a number of other people. You need to see the movie, folks. It's exactly what we said is going to happen. Do you think it's time to abolish the IRS as we know it? I mean, is it time for a flat tax or a fair tax? You got an agency that is not accountable to anyone and fears no one. And then you got a question of what the president knew or did not know and what his administration has been doing hiding the ball for the last 3 years. As I said, this isn't a replay from a program 3 years ago, folks. This is today. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. So here's what's happened. The IRS has an inspector general's office inside the agency itself. That agency on Thursday night, so last night, said it was probing whether there could be criminal activity involving the way the IRS handled the lost, then now found, emails of ex-official Lois Lerner, who, by the way, got a $129,000 bonus. Now, there is the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration and his deputy told lawmakers on Capitol Hill yesterday that the IG is working with an outside data recovery expert to examine several methods to capture the emails. Now, you remember what the Commissioner of Internal Revenue Service said? Let's get that bite ready. The Commissioner of Internal Revenue Service was asked months back, do those tapes exist? Are there backups on the IRS tapes? Now, he was specifically asked these questions. And you'll recall that his answer also was very clear. They've looked, they can't find them. And when you look at the situation, you'll find that obviously, the Commissioner of Internal Revenue Service apparently has lied. Number 10.
Do you know where the actual hard drive is that crashed in 2011?
I'm advised the actual hard drive, after it was determined that it was dysfunctional and that with experts no emails could be retrieved, was recycled and destroyed in the normal process. This was.
So was it physically destroyed?
That's my understanding.
Do any of you believe that for 1 minute? Does anybody out there that's listening to this broadcast right now believe that what he was telling was the truth? Well, you can't, because now, here's what you have. Listen to number two.
But when you got the tapes from him, you said, hey, by the way, did the IRS ask you, did they come out and ask you if the tapes were here? You asked them that question, right? And their answer was?
No.
No, they didn't. So you just did something pretty simple. Where are the tapes? I'm going to get in the car, I'm going to drive, and I'm going to get the tapes.
So, the IRS never asked for the tapes. The investigators never asked for the tape. You know, you got this FBI investigation going on in the Department of Justice at the same time. So where are these tapes? They don't exist. Well, they do. And now we've got the backup emails. I'm taking your phone calls on this. Folks, I want to know what you think about this. Who should be held accountable here? This goes way beyond Lois Lerner. How about the Commissioner of Internal Revenue? How about the Chief Counsel's Office of the IRS? How about the President's White House Counsel? How about the Department of Justice that said we were going to put together fake criminal cases against these conservative groups? How about them? Should they be accountable? We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Who's hiding the ball here? And is this the president's cover-up? Richard Nixon was impeached for this, actually for less than that. If this turns out to be that the president is this high involved, or his office. But the idea, folks, think about this for a moment. The idea that they were never asked to recover the data. How can that possibly be? Roger's calling from Florida. He's on line three. Hi, Roger. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hey, Jay. How are you this afternoon?
Good.
I was telling you to call Screener that the only way to really prevent this type of abuse from happening again is to urge our U.S. representatives and senators to go ahead and pass whatever legislation is necessary to abolish the Internal Revenue Service. Because as long as it exists, this kind of nonsense and abuse will continue.
Well, listen, I used to work for that agency. My first job out of law school was with the Chief Counsel's Office of the IRS, but I think that they're incapable of self-correcting. I just don't see it. I don't believe they can self-correct. So I think the answer is exactly what you said, Roger, that we need to get a situation where we have an agency that has a flak tax to administer, and that gets rid of all of this nonsense. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. And again, if you want to sign on to that petition, over 125,000 have to get a real prosecutor in there to hold people accountable. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. On the phone with me is our client, or one of our clients, Kevin Kukagee. He's a lawyer in the Nashville, Tennessee area, is Linchpins of Liberty, an American leadership development enterprise. They are now tax exempt, but there's been a fight on this. Kevin, welcome on the broadcast. Your reaction, have you been involved in this litigation now with us for going on 3 years, it seems like. Your reaction to the surprise discovery of at least 32,000 emails from Lois Lerner.
Well, thanks for having me on again, Jay. My reaction is I'm not surprised. I mean, we've seen an abundance of evidence every step along the way, as you know, that we've always believed there is criminal activity. The fact that the entire administration, and not just with the IRS. I mean, my bigger concern, Jay, is if we find, in fact, that there was criminal activity, what's anybody going to do about it? The Justice Department has been every bit as complicit in this process as the IRS. So where do we go?
Well, here's what we have to do. I mean, you're right. Remember, we have the email exchanges from Lois Lerner to the Department of Justice saying they were going to try to piece together criminal cases against some of our clients with no evidence of criminal wrongdoing, by the way. Now the evidence of criminal wrongdoing is actually the Internal Revenue Service. The FBI appoints a prosecutor who happens to be a maximum donor to the Obama campaign. So, Kevin, you're right. In that sense, so we have to get a special counsel, and I think we need a select committee through the House or the Senate. I'd love to see the Senate do something with this. But, Kevin, talk about the process you had to go here for a few minutes, because people need to understand that people's lives were impacted by this and the work you were trying to accomplish.
Yes, let me start at the beginning. I'm an American leadership development enterprise. What we do is we mentor high school and college students in moral and political philosophy to give them a taste for freedom and the skills to be free. And as you know, and I'll let your listeners know, that we were without our tax-exempt status for 3 years. During that process, the IRS, like with the other clients, they sent us letters of intimidation intended to force us to disclose things such as the identities of the students that we were teaching.
Yeah, I want people to understand this. The Internal Revenue Service asked Kevin for the identities of minors that were part of their educational program. Go ahead.
Yes, so the IRS asked me to disclose their identities. They wanted to know where they lived. They wanted to know the content of the speeches that were given at some of our events. They wanted to know our donor list, none of which we provided, obviously, but they did this to intimidate and slow our process down. All along, all along and all the while, our tax-exempt status was only granted mere days before the government filed its answer to the lawsuit, so that they could say, oh, we come into this with clean hands because now we've granted the status. No, that bell has already been rung. The constitutional violation occurred. It's really a violation of human nature. They tried to condition my rights on how I chose to exercise them.
Yeah, and then I need to point out that it took litigation to get tax exemption recognized, and we're still fighting the IRS on the Court of Appeals. Kevin, you're also a lawyer. I mean, you look at the situation, this cover-up, you know, it's often the adage in Washington that the cover-up is often worse than the crime, and I think we're starting to see that here. Your sense on that?
Yes, and it's far worse than anything that happened during the Nixon administration.
Yep.
In fact, if this were any other time other than this strange bubble we have where the media is complicit in this process, Jay. They won't expose things that would have driven them nuts.
Yeah, well, if this was a Republican, trust me, if it was somebody the media did not like, they'd be all over this, Kevin. You know that and I know that. The fact of the matter is, and I think this is reality, that when you've got a situation like this, we have to realize that this is an internal attack. Kevin, I appreciate you being with us. Appreciate your standing firm for the Constitution and all of this. And we're honored to represent you, sir, before now the D.C. Court of Appeals. And we're going to continue fighting for justice on this. Thanks for being with us, Kevin.
Thank you very much, Jay.
Well, there you have it, folks. We're giving you the folks that actually are involved in this. When I come back, I'm going to play some of the testimony from Congressman Chaffetz. I'm going to take more of your calls at 800-684-3110. But look at the absurd nature, folks. Here we are, the end of February, and the IRS, amazingly now, after the inspector general says, can I have the tapes? They go to the IT department. Oh, yeah, you can have the tapes. Was anybody ever asked you for these tapes before? No. No one ever asked us for the tape. There have been FBI agents investigating this for a year, and no one has asked for a tape. You tell me who's responsible for this. I'm going to take more of your calls at 800-684-3110. But, folks, need you to do a couple things today. One, support the work of the ACLJ. Just go to aclj.org. Your online donation, last couple days of the month here. We are on our goal target right now. We can get there with your help. So aclj.org is an easy way for you to do that. You can make an online gift. It's tax deductible. You can also sign the petition or make a gift as well at 1-877-989-2255. Again, if you want to stand with us, stand for freedom and liberty, and holding the president and everyone else involved in this IRS cover-up accountable, go to aclj.org or 877-989-2255. We'll be back with your calls at 800-684-3110 in just a moment.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere. The investigation into the unlawful IRS targeting scheme has now taken a new turn. The IRS Inspector General says it is now conducting a criminal investigation into how former top IRS official Lois Lerner's emails disappeared. The Inspector General says important evidence has now been recovered by investigators after being told the evidence was destroyed. In the words of a top investigator, quote, this is potential criminal activity. At the ACLJ, we're dedicated to holding Lerner and those responsible for this unlawful targeting scheme accountable as our federal lawsuit representing dozens of conservative organizations moves forward. The IRS stonewalling must end. The American people deserve the truth. It's clear that a special prosecutor must be appointed to get to the bottom of this troubling scandal. Add your name to our petition. More than 125,000 Americans already have. Call 1-877-877-877. 989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. Taking your calls at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. If you're just joining me, I want you to hear this dialogue between Congressman Jason Chaffetz and the Deputy Director of the Inspector General's Office of the Internal Revenue Service. The reason I want you to hear this is, guess what? Those missing emails that the commissioner said will never be found. We looked, we couldn't find them. They never asked. Here's Congressman Chaffetz.
When you go talk to the IT people who are there in charge of them, they told you that they were never even asked for them? Is that correct?
That's correct.
Are there potentially even more tapes?
Well, we believe there may be additional tapes that we just learned of 2 weeks ago.
Are you investigating any potential criminal activity?
The entire matter continues to be under active investigation, yes, sir.
For potential criminal activity?
Yes.
So there you have it. And, of course, we got the Department of Justice doing their fake or faux investigation of all of this. By the way, we've got a movie out, and you need to see it, Poke. It's free. You just go and get it, and you can watch it online. It's called Tax Invasion. It's if you go to the Jay Sekulow Facebook page right now, there's a link up there for you to get it. And let me encourage you to get it. All you have to do, you actually stream it. You just watch it. It really lays all this out. So you understand what we're dealing with. It's taxevasionthemovie.com is the website, or you just go to my Facebook page, and there it is. There's a trailer up there right now as well, and you can really get access to this and get educated. I want you to sign that petition at aclj.org or 877-989-2255. That's aclj.org or 877-989-2255. I'm going to go to Jason calling from Salt Lake City, Utah, on line two. Jason, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Thanks, Jay, and God bless all that you do, man.
Thanks.
I'm calling from Salt Lake City, Utah,
yes,
here. And I know that, I was originally going to call, and I was just going to be angry.
Yep.
And I'm sick of this, what's happening in this country. But then, being on hold for a few minutes, I...
Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110.
I'm praying for him, yes. We'll ignore the rest of the statement. Did we? Yeah, nobody heard it. Good. Good call on our end. That's the emotion of the upset moment. I mean, this. Look, I'm outraged. I'm not going to use a profanity. The caller did. We were able to dump that, so that was good. Nobody heard it. But what he said is right, the first part. We do need to be praying for our country. Look, we live in the greatest country in the world, but this thing with the IRS, folks, I was in that agency. It was not like that when I was there, and I was there a long time ago. It was 35 years ago. But this is absurd. It is outrageous. It's unacceptable. I mean, I could give you the list of descriptives, but the fact is we have to do something about it. So let's hold them accountable. Let's get a special investigation going, a special select committee at the House or Senate, and an independent counsel to go in there and find this out. Now, the Inspector General is doing his job. Here's the problem. He refers it for a criminal prosecution. Guess who to? President Obama's Department of Justice. The same ones that were colluding with the IRS in the first place. I'm going to take your calls at 800-684-3110, but take some action with us here, folks. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. And let me tell you this also. We really need your help in fighting this. And what that means is your support of the ACLJ, especially the last couple of days of the month here, folks, that makes our month and allows us to keep this going. Not only talking about it on air, but litigating these cases. Go to aclj.org, make an online contribution. You could call it in at 877-989-2255. You could also sign the petition at the same number, 877-989-2255, or aclj.org. I'm going right back to the phones. William's calling from Georgia. He's on line four. Hi, William. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hey, Jay.
Yes, sir.
My biggest concern is, with all these phones, with all these scandals going on, with all this deception that the
yep.
that the IRS is doing and the part of the administration and even the Department of Justice is doing.
Yep.
It's hard to even trust anything that they say or do.
Well, you can't, William, you can't. I mean, it's hard to, it's impossible. You can't, William. And you're right. Because the Department of Justice, there's an email. Look, folks, I look at the evidence in these cases because I'm litigating them. So I look at the evidence and how is that evidence laid out? And I got an email between Lois Lerner and another executive within a government agency saying, let's get DOJ in here so we can piece together criminal charges against our clients with no evidence of criminal wrongdoing. The only evidence of criminal wrongdoing in this entire case is guess who? The Internal Revenue Service. That's the criminal wrongdoing. So we're going to fight it. We're going to get to the bottom of this, and you're taking action. I appreciate the call, William. We're going to go right back to the phones. David's calling. He's from New Jersey. David, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hey, Jay, good afternoon, and God bless you.
Thanks, sir.
Listen, Jay, I love the work that you do.
Thank you.
This is a big issue, the IRS. What they're essentially doing is using the IRS as a weapon against United States citizens.
Correct. Okay?
But there are many other big issues, some even bigger, and I think there's enough facts to support the fact that he has violated the Constitution.
Well, here's what we got to find out, Dave. This is what's going to happen. And look, they're trying to run the clock out on this. Hey, will you get me the article of impeachment for President Nixon? I want to get that up in the chat so I can look at it after the break. Here's the thing, David. You bring up a point. Here's the problem. They have successfully so far, I mean, we've gotten our clients' tax exemptions, so we've won those portions of the cases because they're granting tax exemptions. But the fact of the matter is, and I think this is, we got to be really specific here. You have to understand that they're doing everything they can to block it. That statement from Jason Chaffetz is unbelievably telling. I want to play for everybody right now. Listen to Trey Gowdy, our friend from South Carolina, number 7.
I'd like to invite my friends from the other side of the aisle to write a letter to the Department of Justice. Speaking of the appearance of partisanship, we have a DOJ lawyer who contributed the maximum to the president, and that's who's supposed to be investigating. So perhaps we can ask the Department of Justice to update us on the status of the investigation and whether or not Ms. Boserman is the right person to conduct that investigation.
So I think here you have it. I mean, that's the reality of what we're dealing with, and I think Trey Gowdy's right. The Department of Justice is not the entity capable of doing this. I'm taking your calls at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Remember this, folks. We're here for another half hour. The full hour, you get it on SiriusXM. If not, just go over to aclj.org. You can get it there as well. Let me encourage you to do that. Those of you on the phone, hang on there. I'm going to get right back to you after the break. I want to encourage you to do a couple of things, folks. We've got a great movie that we did last year called Tax Invasion. It's been viewed by hundreds of thousands of people. We've got it now posted on my Facebook page. There's the trailer, Jay Sekulow, on my Facebook page. Go there. If you hit the link, you can then go watch the movie right online. It just goes right on your screen. Let me encourage you to do that. It really lays this out and lays it out in a concrete manner. So I encourage you to get that. Obviously, we're working on a host of other issues. I want to let you know also Jordan's been in a meeting with the Religious Freedom Ambassador this morning on the issue of Saeed Abedini. So be in prayer for that because that's going on right now. Our book, Rise of ISIS, out in bookstores everywhere. Encourage you to pick that up if you haven't gotten it. And many of you are still selling very well, and it's really educating a lot of people. But let me tell you what I need you to do today. We want to hold the IRS accountable, and I need two things. One, I need you to sign this petition. And two, I need you to support the ACLJ. We're down to the last couple of days of the month here, and I want to encourage you to really stand with us. ACLJ.org for that online contribution. It's tax deductible. Any amount you get, you donate helps us keep the fight going. So ACLJ.org. And if you want to sign the petition, let me encourage you to do it. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. I encourage you to make that call and add your name to that petition. Over 125,000 have. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. And if you want to talk to me on air, that's easy. 1-800-684-3110. I'm going to read when we come back the indictment of President Richard Nixon or an article of impeachment against Richard Nixon, eerily similar.
We're dedicated to holding Lerner and those responsible for this unlawful targeting scheme accountable as our federal lawsuit representing dozens of conservative organizations moves forward. The IRS stonewalling must end. It's clear that a special prosecutor must be appointed to get to the bottom of this troubling scandal. Add your name to our petition. More than 125,000 Americans already have. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
that is called the Inspector General asks for the tapes for Lois Lerner's email, and the IRS says, oh, here they are. Well, then you ask yourself, there's been over a year now. The FBI has been investigating this. Did anybody go to the IT department and say, where are the tapes? No, they said they're gone, never to be recovered. That's what the Commissioner of Internal Revenue Service said. President Nixon's Article 2, Section 1 of his impeachment says this. He has, talking about President Nixon, acting personally through his subordinates and agents, endeavored to obtain from the Internal Revenue Service, in violation of the constitutional rights of citizens, confidential information contained in income tax returns for the purposes not authorized by law, and to cause, in violation of constitutional rights of citizens, income tax audits or other income tax investigations to be initiated or conducted in a discriminatory manner. So I've got 41 groups that were targeted because they were conservatives or they were Christians or they wanted liberty or freedom. And now the emails come up. Lois Lerner said she wanted to work for President Obama. So many visits by key IRS officials to the White House that you can't even count the number. The IRS said her emails were mysteriously gone. People gasped at the hearing when they said it. And now they're starting to show up because someone actually asked. All right, I'm taking your calls, 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Randy's calling from Wisconsin. Randy, you're on the line. You're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, I just got a quick thing here. You know, these IRS people should be held accountable. I think President Obama should be held accountable. You know, these people owe so much money in back taxes.
Well, yeah, got all those agents. Yes, they had that whole story about all those agents owing millions and millions and millions of dollars. But here's one. Remember this flashback? This is Candy Crowley with Congressman Elijah Cumming. This was in June of 2013. Seems like a lifetime ago.
As far as you are concerned, based on the information that you now have, which in its totality is greater than ours, is this case over? Have you solved the case of the IRS and how this came to be?
Based upon everything I've seen, the case is solved. And if it were me, I would wrap this case up and move on.
Yeah, if it were me, if I were you, I would want this case wrapped up and moved on too. You know why, Congressman Cummings, with all due respect? This is not looking too good for your side of the aisle. And that's the reality of what we're dealing with. 800-684-3110 is our number. I'm taking your call. Raj is calling from Virginia. Raj, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Thank you. Yes, holding them accountable has been your theme for so long. How do we do it now? The Interpol division is under the Department of Justice.
Well, there are. If you went through the list, Raj, of what's under the Department of Justice, I've got a book coming out in May called Undemocratic, and it talks about all these government agencies out of control and how their bureaucracies are basically running everything. But this is the prime. I actually opened the book with this IRS discussion. But this is beyond this. This is the Department of Justice saying they're investigating this with looking at it through criminal lenses. They've got FBI agents out there doing the investigation. There's only one problem. They didn't ask for the tapes that had the actual emails. That's the story. All right, I'm going to take your calls when I come back from the break at 800-684-3110. If you go to my Facebook page, folks, right up there now is a link to Tax Invasion, the movie. I'm going to get that out on my Twitter account, too. You could watch that movie. It's absolutely free. Let's get it out on Twitter as well. Make sure everybody can get access to it. We'll take your calls. Hey, sign on to our petition, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255, so we have the IRS held accountable. And you do that by getting a real independent investigator and letting the House have a special select committee on this. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Don't forget to support the ACLJ. You could do that as well, and that's easy. Just go to ACLJ.org. Your tax-deductible gift will keep the ACLJ on the air and keep us in these fights. Watch that movie, Tax Invasion, though, folks. It really speaks volumes. TaxInvasionTheMovie.com is another way to get it. Back with more in a moment.
The investigation into the unlawful IRS targeting scheme has now taken a new turn. The IRS Inspector General says it is now conducting a criminal investigation into how former top IRS official Lois Lerner's emails disappeared. The Inspector General says important evidence has now been recovered by investigators after being told the evidence was destroyed. In the words of a top investigator, quote, "This is potential criminal activity." At the ACLJ, We're dedicated to holding Lerner and those responsible for this unlawful targeting scheme accountable as our federal lawsuit representing dozens of conservative organizations moves forward. The IRS stonewalling must end. The American people deserve the truth. It's clear that a special prosecutor must be appointed to get to the bottom of this troubling scandal. Add your name to our petition. More than 125,000 Americans already have. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org. The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.
You know, the IRS was going to try to piece together criminal cases against conservative pro-life Tea Party groups because they were going to piece those together, which means they had no evidence of it. They were just going to try to put something together. Well, you know, now there should be, and there has been a one-year, at least a year, criminal investigation by DOJ, Department of Justice, with the FBI involved, to find out what happened to those missing Lois Lerner emails. Well, evidently nobody asked the IT department where they are, because here's what happened when you asked the IT department. Oh, yeah, we've got them. Listen to this conversation. I played it earlier. I'm going to play it again. Between Congressman Jason Chaffetz and the Inspector General Deputy, number 8.
When you go talk to the IT people who are there in charge of them, they told you that they were never even asked for them? Is that correct?
That's correct.
Are there potentially even more tapes?
Well, we believe there may be additional tapes that we just learned of 2 weeks ago.
Are you investigating any potential criminal activity?
The entire matter continues to be under active investigation, yes, sir.
For potential criminal activity?
Yes.
Well, there you have it. So the real criminal activity here looks like it is, guess what? The Internal Revenue Service. CJ is calling from Colorado Springs on line 2. Hi, CJ.
Hi, Jay. How you doing?
I'm good, sir.
I appreciate what you're doing to uphold the Constitution.
Thank you.
Thank you. And, sir, I have tried to call Senator McConnell's office and Senator Cruz and other senators, and you can't reach Senator McConnell to voice opinions. And I know that you work for the IRS, sir, and I appreciate what you did, but I agree with the other gentleman.
I worked for a long time ago, CJ. I was there in 1979, 1980, 1981, so it was a long time ago, but go ahead.
I understand, and it was a different time. But yep. Having said that, I agree with the previous gentleman that they are trying to use the IRS as a weapon against us.
It's not they're trying to. They are. Okay, CJ, I appreciate your call. But they are using it as a weapon. I mean, ask my 41 clients. What they've been through, they have been using it as a weapon. Let's get Travis from North Carolina. He's on line 6. Hi, Travis. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hi. I just simply wanted to know if the Senate had the right to simply hold a vote of no confidence against John Koskin, and if we could do that today.
Well, they're not going to be able to do it today, but yes, they can. I mean, they could pass a resolution, joint resolution. The problem is, here's the problem. The president is not going to, he's going to make sure this thing is delayed and stalled. He's going to try to run the clock out. What I think we need to do, Travis, is get the House and the Senate to immediately, next week, appoint a special committee and demand an independent counsel. Now, Department of Justice has the authority to say yes or no to the independent counsel, so that's not likely. But they don't have the choice to say yes or no to a joint, and this is important, to a joint or a special select committee to deal with this. Listen to what Congressman Jordan said. Has said about this, again, talking to the IRS Inspector General, who's brought all this to light, number 4.
So, missing a document. Whose document was that, and who should have given you that document?
It was an IRS document.
So they withheld a document from you that prevented you from figuring out there were more tapes than these 744. Is that accurate?
Withholding the document I can't characterize that at the time because that's still under investigation.
They didn't give you a document, and by not having the document, you couldn't figure out that there were more tapes out there with potentially more Lois Lerner emails on them. Is that correct?
That would be accurate.
There you have it. Can't say it any clearer than the congressman did. Noel's calling from, or Noel's calling from Loveland, Colorado on line 4. Welcome to the broadcast. Noel, you're on the air.
My question is, do you think it would be very effective if a letter were crafted similar to what our founding fathers wrote, listing all the grievances of that current king of England, and do that about this current administration?
Well, you do that by, here's how you do that. Effectively, what the founders did is the same thing we have the right, that's why they have in the Constitution, in the First Amendment, the right to petition the government for redress of a grievance. That's why we ask you to sign petitions. It makes a difference. So this particular petition, I'm going to pull up the number right now, is 125,000. 324, demanding an independent prosecutor, also asking for a special select committee. So there's movement on this. And I think now that the Senate, the Republicans are in control of the Senate, I mean, there's no excuse not to do it. The majority leader can do that. Let's see what happens. We're going to push really hard on this, Noel. I mean, this is a fight that we've been engaged in, and we're in court on this. So all of that's happening simultaneously. If you haven't signed that petition yet, do it at aclj.org or 877-989-2255. Again, aclj.org or 877-989-2255. By the way, coming up, you're not going to want to miss it. I'm going to play for you some of the key parts of our movie that actually have interviews with really well-known. You're going to know everybody in this movie. But we're going to play you some of it so you can get the in-depth understanding of how we deal with this IRS issue. Let's go right back to the phones. Bob is calling from Connecticut. He's on line two. Hi, Bob. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hi, Jay. Thank you for all you do for this country.
Sure.
And for the people.
Yes, sir.
Jay, I think this is a travesty that's going on. We got the IRS getting away with murder, in my opinion. And you got guys like Rangel and Sharpton owe millions and millions of dollars in taxes, and no one's bothering them. And yet the average working guy, if he's delinquent in his taxes, he gets harassing letters, threatening letters. As I said to the gentleman earlier, I think we should start all over again.
Well, look, I think that I've said this, Bob. I don't think the IRS is capable of self-correcting here. And the fact is, I think you got to have a complete. The IRS code is so complex, it's incomprehensible. It's not manageable. So I think we need a whole new system put in place. And I'm willing to say this, Bob. I'll take another step here. We, as the American people, have to seize control in the proper way. We've got the vehicles to do it of our government. I mean, it's not that complicated. If we utilize the mechanism that the founding fathers put in place, the key question is not do we have the right to do it, it's do we have the will to do it? And that means holding these governments accountable or our government accountable for what they've done here. And that's what we are insisting. And that's why we're so outraged at what has happened here as this news broke last night and this morning. Colin's on line 5 from Indiana. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the call. You're on the air.
Yeah, my question is twofold, and I'll ask real quick and I'll hang up. The first part is, how important are the content of these emails to the actual proving of wrongdoing, A, and B?
Well, let me do A first, and then we'll come back to B. Colin, A, very important, because here's what we've alleged. We've alleged in the complaints that there was a pattern and practice of IRS manipulation of the tax code, selective enforcement, selective prosecutions, violations of the Administrative Procedures Act, violation of the Internal Revenue Service's own regulations on how they are supposed to do these things. And then there's a series of these chain of emails, a few which were recovered initially, showing this collusion between the Department of Justice, the Federal Election Commission, and the IRS. And then, of course, the rest of the emails went missing. Well, those 32,000 emails are evidence to prove our case. So we want that evidence out there. So that's answer to question one, but go ahead with part B here.
Okay, and I'm not a technical guy or an IT guy, so my question here is it possible that now that all of a sudden they're offering these up, okay, now they're available, is it possible that they've been altered in some way to remove any incriminating evidence in them?
Anything is possible. Now, what I think the Inspector General is going to do, he's independent, so I think what he's going to do is put it through Real Tech Review. But there's the more fundamental question is, how is it? This is what I want everybody to think about. How is it that a criminal investigation has been going on by the FBI and the Department of Justice on this IRS situation for a year and a half, and nobody asked the IT department for the backup tapes when the Commissioner of Internal Revenue Service, who should be under investigation right now for lying to Congress, why in the world did they not ask? How come he didn't ask? Now, this happened. Let me play for a little flashback here. I was involved in a testimony about a year ago on this exact issue. I was getting questioned by a Democratic member of Congress from Pennsylvania. Take a listen.
That's what I said leading into it. It's fair to criticize him for that, but by the same token, let's all stand back and wait till the end of the investigation and reach a measured and reasoned evaluation.
Congressman, I don't have the luxury of standing back. I am in federal court against the IRS. I don't have that luxury. I've got 41 clients. I don't get the luxury to sit back.
And now, of course, if you were sit back, you'd never be getting any of this information. Folks, our movie is called Tax Invasion. You can go to taxinvasionthemovie.com or taxinvasionmovie.com. But we've also put it up on my Facebook page, Jay Sekulow. So it's linked right there. There's the trailer, and then you can go watch the movie. You need to like our Facebook page, folks. I have one. There's one for Jay Sekulow. There's one for the American Center for Law and Justice. Even the band has a Facebook page. So I encourage you to put that all up and get that information. Really critical that we hear from you on this and you stay informed and engaged. The movie is great. Senator Ted Cruz is in it. Senator Rand Paul is in it. We've got, Michelle Bachmann, former congresswoman from Minnesota, is in the movie. Herman Cain, our friend for radio broadcaster from Atlanta, is in this movie as well. It's got some great people that were involved in these cases. So it really goes into this in depth. It's called Tax Invasion. Again, it's up on my Facebook right now. It'll be up on ACLJ's, I'm sure, tomorrow. We want you to sign on and support the ACLJ, folks. This is the last Friday of the month here. We only got a couple days left, and the month is over. We're very close to meeting our goal. I could really use your help here. If you go to ACLJ.org and support the work of the ACLJ, that'll really make a big difference for us. Or you could go to 1-877-989-2255 and you can call in your pledge as well. So either way, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. And don't forget this, really critical, really important. Sign this petition, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. A lot more ahead. We'll be back in a moment.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere. The investigation into the unlawful IRS targeting scheme has now taken a new turn. The IRS Inspector General says it is now conducting a criminal investigation into how former top IRS official Lois Lerner's emails disappeared. The Inspector General says important evidence has now been recovered by investigators after being told the evidence was destroyed. In the words of a top investigator, quote, this is potential criminal activity. At the ACLJ, we're dedicated to holding Lerner and those responsible for this unlawful targeting scheme accountable as our federal lawsuit representing dozens of conservative organizations moves forward. The IRS stonewalling must end. The American people deserve the truth. It's clear that a special prosecutor must be appointed to get to the bottom of this troubling scandal. Add your name to our petition. More than 125,000 Americans already have. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. Than Bennett in Washington, D.C. Listen, folks, we continue to talk about the ever-growing pile of evidence against the IRS. Folks, it is pretty abundantly clear. Lois Lerner and those around her and, folks, I think it's safe to say those at the White House were coordinating to target conservative Americans. It's something that all of the evidence has been pointing to for some time. But as you've heard during this broadcast, the evidence in the FOIA request from Judicial Watch, the emails that have come out showing Lois Lerner and others at the IRS engaged in this secret project is just the latest shred of evidence that has come forward. And folks, we will, of course, continue to keep you posted on that development. I did want to take this segment to play a segment from you from our special documentary about this scandal. It's called Tax Invasion, and the entire thing is online at irsmovie.com. But what we've done is we've taken a look back at how this scandal originated. We talked to a number of folks for this project, including Michelle Bachmann, Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, Herman Cain, and others, taking a look back at just how we got to where we are today, where this massive targeting scandal has gotten out of control, and this administration has not come forward with the facts. In fact, they continue to hide the facts. They continue to hide the personnel who were involved in the targeting. I wanted to play this segment for you. Again, this is from our movie called Tax Invasion, and you can find it online at irsmovie.com.
People feel far less safe now than they did before.
The way we get through is we stop asking Washington to solve these problems and we start demanding that they solve these problems by creating a massive grassroots initiative around these. This is why I'm a big supporter of the Tea Party. We have some candidates that got to Washington, D.C. in the last election because of support from Tea Party people, grassroots people. So when we develop the national narrative and the people control that narrative, like replace the tax code, energy independence, and restructure Social Security. Guess what? It's like creating a parade if you got enough of the people and the voters, the people on Main Street saying, we demand this. The politicians will get out in front of the parade in order to get reelected. Rather than we send them to Washington, D.C., and they forget what they promised us, and they do what they need to do to exchange for political favors while they are there. No, let's create the people's parade demanding these solutions, and politicians will be falling all over each other trying to get out in front of this massive parade.
There is no doubt that this has an effect to inhibit religious liberty, religious freedom, because first of all, it gives groups like ours pause. We're thinking twice. Okay, now wait a minute, do we really want to get out there and say these things, because there could be more payback. It forces you to review your policies and statements in a way we never did before. We felt we were entirely protected under the First Amendment, but this is a free country, and we have the right to say what we want to say. Within reason, of course, but I mean, we had always had that freedom. We had always exercised it. Now, we have to have second thoughts about it. And we didn't have them prior to this experience.
I can't even understand my tax return. My tax return is maybe 100 pages long, and I have to assume my accountant's helping me. Right. And then if something's wrong on there, I still signed it. I have to go to jail, even though I can't begin to understand all of the different blanks and all of the whereases and wherefores.
There are more words in the IRS code than there
right.
are in the Bible.
Right.
The complexity of it. Every year, Americans spend about $500 billion
trying to comply
on tax compliance.
Yep.
That's all wasted. That's dead weight loss. That's about the budget of our entire military.
Right.
As we like to say in Texas, that doesn't produce a single truck or tortilla.
Right.
It's just wasted.
Are you worried? You got kids.
I'm worried for their future, yes. But I'm encouraged by organization like yours and others that have decided that they're just not going to lay down and accept what's going on. And, like you, I'm committed to fight. We have no other country to sail to. And this one is dear to me. It's existed through a lot of blood and treasure. A lot of people have sacrificed for our freedoms. And so we need to stand up and defend our freedoms. And I appreciate what the ACLJ is doing in that regard.
Basically, what we're fighting for is the freedom of our nation. Are we going to have a nation that's for of and by the people, or a nation that is totally controlled by the government? We get to make that decision. This is a huge part of that decision. If we allow this to go, then we may as well just say, okay, United States and the principles that were involved in its founding, we don't want those anymore. We kind of like, you know, Soviet Union style and Venezuelan style and Cuban style. We're going to go with that.
So now what do we do? We've laid out the evidence. We've looked at the case. The reality is the IRS can't fix this problem themselves. The very foundation of our country is the idea that American citizens can get together as groups and engage in free speech. We can criticize government. We can disagree with policies. But the IRS's most recent documentation shows exactly the opposite, that these organizations were targeted because of their viewpoints. They were told that they were engaged in propaganda. That's the IRS's own language, propaganda. That the arguments they made, whether it was a pro-life position, constitutes emotive speech, too much emotion, not enough fact, at least according to the Internal Revenue Service. So what do we do with the IRS now? How do we handle this? Well, the reality is that our founding documents for this country protects free speech. In fact, the very foundation of our government was the idea that we could criticize the government when we disagree. That's what First Amendment free speech is all about. The Founding Fathers had a very different vision than what the Internal Revenue Service has. The Founding Fathers believed that we have the ability to redress our government for grievances. We can petition the government in that regard. We have the ability to speak out and to engage the culture. And we shouldn't be intimidated by a government agency that really doesn't know what they're doing and is not only applying an unconstitutional test, but an illegal one. So what we need to do is protect our Founding Fathers' visions of free speech for this country and freedom in the political process. What do we need to do right now? Abolish the IRS. Get rid of it. Start from scratch. The Internal Revenue Code needs to go, and the enforcement agency, the IRS, needs to go with it. And I'm not the only one that thinks that. Could we eliminate the IRS as an enforcement agency?
I think in many ways you could. I think what you could do is you really wouldn't have agents out enforcing things. There'd still be some kind of way to review tax returns, but they would be so simple.
What do you do with the IRS? What do you do with the tax code?
Well, I would abolish it, number one, and I don't think that's overly melodramatic. I really do believe that we need to abolish the tax code, but also abolish the IRS.
If we can enact a fair tax system that's proportional, we don't need the IRS.
The simplest and best solution is to abolish the IRS.
Get rid of it.
To shut it down, to padlock it, and to move to a simple flat tax where every American could fill out his or her taxes on a postcard.
So we're talking about a complete replacement of the tax code, which then leads to the next question, which is a logical one. You know what this is going to be. What do you do with the IRS?
Bye-bye.
Again, folks, that was a clip from our movie called Tax Invasion. You can find the entire thing online at irsmovie.com. And, folks, as we close the broadcast today, if you've had enough, if you want a special prosecutor to be appointed to finally find answers for the thousands of Americans that were targeted by the IRS, I need you to call now 877-989-2255 or sign online at aclj.org. It's been more than 2 years, folks, but we're still after answers. Let's get a special prosecutor. 877-989-2255.
We're dedicated to holding Lerner and those responsible for this unlawful targeting scheme accountable as our federal lawsuit representing dozens of conservative organizations moves forward. The IRS stonewalling must end. It's clear that a special prosecutor must be appointed to get to the bottom of this troubling scandal. Add your name to our petition. More than 125,000 Americans already have. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.